Stories. I am your host, Lonnie Brock, and before we begin, may I ask you to just get into a comfortable position, whether you're sitting on a chair, reclining, maybe you feel like a bench is more comfortable, perhaps you're on a layover and you're traveling, or you're in your car. As long as you're in a safe place, pull over, recline, wherever you are. Just relax, close your eyes, feel the flickle of each lash against your skin. Feel tension. Releasing the tops of your temples, your cheeks, your mouth, your neck, down your shoulders, releasing your elbows, your forearms, wrists, your hands, fingertips, down the small of your back, down your entire spine, your hips and thighs, your legs, calves, shins, all the way to the arches of your feet, to the tip of your toes, and inhale with me, and exhale. Us to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. I like to think of it as every thought must stop, drop, and bow down at the foot of the cross. May you enjoy this episode. Blessings to you. Sweet friend, if you do not know Jesus, this wonderful, wonderful Jesus, that if you were the only person who was alive of all mankind, if you were the only one who existed, Jesus would have died just for you, and he did. This wonderful, wonderful Jesus died just for you. And if you'd like to know him as your very own Lord and Savior, then keep listening. Would you please pray the following prayer and repeat after me? Dear Heavenly Father, I would like Jesus to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, that if I confess out loud, Jesus is Lord, and believe in my heart, God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. For it is with my heart that I believe and am justified, just as if I had never sinned. And it is with my mouth that I confess, and I am saved. Please, Lord Jesus, come into my heart Please be my Lord and my Savior. I repent for the wrong life I have lived until now. I choose you and will live for you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you. In your precious, wonderful, holy name, Jesus. Amen. Guess what? You are now his child. Before, you were just a part of his creation, but now you belong to him. You are now his child. All heaven is jumping up and down and dancing because you received Jesus into your very own heart. Tell someone you just received Jesus. This is the best decision you will ever make for all eternity. Far above who you will choose as your spouse. This is the most important decision ever. And only on earth is the place where we have the privilege of choosing to receive him or not. So congratulations. Angels are rejoicing. Again, tell someone you just received Jesus and find a great Christian church and grow in him. He loves you and desires worship from your heart each and every day. You are precious to him, sweet friend. Glory. Blessings. There, there. Shh. Go to sleep. I hope you enjoyed this evening's episode of Sooth to Sleep Story. I am your host, Lonnie Brock, and you can always feel free to click on the listener support button if you want to make a small donation of any amount so that I can continue this. It allows me the freedom to be able to continue this, and I appreciate you so much. I hope that this is putting you to sleep. I pray that it does. Just fall asleep. It's okay. Shh. It's okay. Yeah. There, there. Go to sleep. Yes. That's right. Just feel his arms of love wrapping you. Feel the warmth of God's love in your arms and fall asleep in his arms. Promises to give to his beloved even in their sleep. Shh. Thank you, Lord, for giving each listener a dream and a vision of your purpose.